Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, today will be sunny with a high near 74 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 53. Saturday, a slight chance of showers before 10 a.m., then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 79. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Saturday night, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 64. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 84. And on Monday, Memorial Day, a 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 88, breezy with a south wind 11 to 18 miles an hour, gusting as high as 28 miles per hour. And in the news for today, in a report from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, Executive Director Matt Rothschild shares this report that a Washington, D.C. group that supports GOP state attorney general candidates across the country has reserved nearly $700,000 in advertising space in October in the Milwaukee television market to support whoever wins the Republican nomination for attorney general in Wisconsin. The Republican Attorneys General Association, or RAGA, a 527 group that can raise and spend unlimited amounts from any source, plans to spend $682,250 to run ads from October 5th through November 8th, according to a Wisconsin Democracy Campaign Review. RAGA uses a state committee called the Wisconsin Freedom PAC to make disclosed independent expenditures in Wisconsin. In 2018, Wisconsin Freedom PAC spent more than $2.8 million to oppose Democrat Josh Call, who defeated incumbent GOP Attorney General Brad Schimmel. RAGA spent more than any other outside electioneering group in the 2018 Attorney General race, which saw a record $14 million in spending by candidates and groups. For his 2022 reelection, Call will face the Republican winner of the August 9th primary between Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney, Chippewa Falls Attorney General Karen Mueller, and former GOP legislator Adam Jarko, a Balsam Lake attorney. The general election is November the 8th. So far, the Democracy Campaign has found no evidence of spending or planned spending by other groups in the attorney general race. Early last year, an arm of RAGA called the Rule of Law Defense Fund helped organize a protest that turned into the deadly January 6th mob attack at the U.S. Capitol. Robocalls made by the group urged listeners to attend a Stop the Steal rally and provided the time and location of the protest. That again, with permission from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.